A duo, Miss Barbara Cole and Miss Faith Davis Bolton. Miss Cole is a nurse, and Miss Davis Bolton is an STD program manager in the Riverside County Department of Public Health. And they're going to talk about using GIS boundaries to target intervention for teens for STDs and pregnancy.
Thank you.
Good morning.
You can use the mouse or you can do the page down. The page down is number 3, right there. Doesn't work?
Yes, it does, though.
Oh, there you go.
So our objectives for this presentation are as follows. At the conclusion, you should be able to discuss the utilization of GIS mapping to identify STD hotspots for teens, test the hypothesis that areas of high STD incidence coincide with areas of high teen birth rate, and thirdly, be able to discuss how we use the data to target STD interventions to teens in specific communities. So we asked the question, what is GIS? So basically, geographic information system or science. It is a tool to allow us to organize and examine data through space and time. And it also allows us to increase the visualization of the data, which hopefully then increases understanding of the data being presented. So as you heard earlier, chlamydia is a very commonly reported sexually transmitted disease, and it's the most common one for Riverside County. We had over 17,000 cases reported from the time period of 2004 through 2007, and approximately 32% of these cases occurred in teens. So when you look at our case rate, we always like to look at how we compare as Riverside County to the state. So this line represents California, this represents Riverside County, and you can see even though we do have peaks and valleys, we are concerned that we're starting to see an upward trend in 2007, which is holding so far through 2008. If you look at our data by age and gender, you will see disparity between females with the 20 to 24 year age group having the highest rate per 100,000, followed by the 15 to 19 year old. And again, differences in males and females. We do believe this is partially attributed to the testing factor that was mentioned earlier. Certainly females are going in for family planning visits. It's part of our prenatal panel. So there is more screening going on. We do use urine-based screening, which we do feel is sensitive in detecting disease in both females and males. Now, we wanted you to appreciate our boundaries as Riverside County. Most people have heard of LA, but when you say, where is Riverside? Well, here's Riverside County. We are very large geographically with lots of distances between our areas that we're responsible for covering as Riverside Department of Public Health. So this just gives you a sense of some of the cities. Our main office is in Riverside, and to see a patient in Blythe is a 3-hour drive one way. So very, very spread out, lower density of population in our desert communities, more concentrated in some of the other cities. So knowing how large of a geographic area we had to cover, we were looking at ways to target our teens. We have a teen intervention work group. So the thought was, how can we identify the best way to target our youth? And the decision was made to come up with the hotspots using GIS. So a GIS map was developed to identify communities with concentration of STDs in teens. But we had an underlying question. Was there a relationship to incidence of STDs in teens and teen birth rates. So our EPI and program evaluation staff created this map for us. It is very busy, but if you'll look at the ledger, this represents public high schools. We wanted to see if there was any correlation with the high incidence of STDs, and we were looking at gonorrhea and chlamydia where kids went to school. But we also, as a proxy for teen pregnancy, what we had available, of course, was teen birth rate. So if you read the map, you will look at the colors. The red represents the highest teen birth rates. These represents incident cases of chlamydia and gonorrhea. So you would expect the highest concentration of incident cases of chlamydia and gonorrhea might overlap with the high teen birth rates. To us, this map says that even though there's some overlap, certainly we have other areas with lower rates of teen birth rates than the high incidence of gonorrhea and chlamydia. Could it be that our teens are getting the message about pregnancy prevention and using various methods of birth control so they're not getting pregnant, but they aren't using condoms, therefore they're still contracting STDs? Although I was sitting at a table this morning and chatting with someone there who raised another good point. Could it be that maybe they got pregnant but teens were having abortions? And we don't have that data available to track at this time. So the maps, this is just kind of describing how the incident maps were developed. We focused on 15 to 17 year olds because that's where we found our high rates for high school students. The kernel density calculations were done, which is basically, you know, looking at data by calculating the density of features and a search radius around specific features. So we looked at STD incidents, but we also, of course, were looking at our rates for teen birth rates. And we just wanted to know if there was any relationship with where our high school boundaries were. Doesn't necessarily mean that teens only have sex with people who attend their high schools, but we wanted to take a look at that as well. Now I'm going to transition to Faith, who's actually going to talk about how we designed our intervention using this data.
To begin with, we took the data that you've just seen to our STD Community Intervention Project participants. They, in turn, created what we call a youth activist lounge, which was made up of a group of youth who had an open forum to voice their opinions about STD prevention efforts. And the youth were from Riverside County Youth Commission Council, Parish Youth Opportunity Centers, the Public Health, Riverside County Public Health Teen Clinics, as well as other youth who were interested. Oops, wrong way. The STD prevention message was created out of a SHOWD model. The SHOWD model was a group process where our two groups, our youth from the Youth Activist Lounge and our agency representatives from the STD Community Intervention Project participants, both had a scenario that was read to them that summarized the major characteristics of the population identified as a marketing focus. The agency representatives basically took the information, made some suggestions for prevention messages, and they voted on the contents of those messages. And as you may guess, the youth hated them all, took them, threw them out, developed and created their own messages, and voted on the contents of those messages. Then the STD staff massaged the messages to create slogans for review. The agency representatives voted on those slogans and created basically one slogan out of several good suggestions. And then we administered through intercept interviews to randomly selected youth between the ages of 15 and 24 those messages to see their response. Here's the messages that we came up with. Get the facts about STD, use protection, get tested, or risk it. Or don't risk it. One of the last meetings we had with the agency representatives, we had an individual who was new to the group, and whose first response was, why are you telling the kids to risk it? You should be telling the kids to don't risk it. And so from that process, we came up with both messages, looking at the ability for any agency to be able to use our STD message. From that point, we created a MySpace account that took it, that used the message, as well as creating rave cards and posters. These are our rave cards. You may know them as palm cards. They're handed out at health fairs to teens, and they direct the teens to locations where they can receive an STD screening. We also made these available to our SCIP partners so that they were able to customize the cards with their own STD clinic information so that they would be able to hand out the cards as well. We did 26 youth intercept interviews using a survey questionnaire that each youth completed. All of the youth that were interviewed indicated they understood the message. All indicated they could take an action to protect their health as a result of the message. Now I'm going to turn this back over to Barbara. She's going to talk about our future directions.
Thanks, Faye.
Well, obviously, because this was a collaborative project, it was very important to get input from our partners in terms of how else can we reach our teens? What other strategies do we need to look at? One of the areas that we haven't put a lot of emphasis on has been HIV prevention. If you look at our, in the terms of a specific focus, certainly as part of our education, but if you look at our data, our rates for HIV in teens is very low. So we're looking with our HIV program partners, is there a way to incorporate more testing where we're doing STD testing? And certainly we're collaborating a lot with our family planning partners within public health because of all the interaction with our teen clinics. One of the very first actions our teen work group discussed was holding a community forum where we would invite teachers and community leaders, key school officials. Our county is fairly conservative, and so we had some difficulty getting into schools. So we decided instead to deal with the kids first and then come back to this as one of the things we want to do. We plan ongoing outreach with dissemination of the message. Faith mentioned health fairs, community events. We do a variety of presentations to youth, which again, incorporate STDs, including HIV, information about teen pregnancy prevention. One of the things our Youth Activist Lounge came up with as an intervention after looking at all the data was to hold an STD video contest. So in this contest, and we invited our youth to write scripts with an STD message, act in them, and submit them to us to be judged, and we used our Board of Supervisors Youth Advisory Council to be the judge of the videos. We have lots of work to do to continue using the videos. And we just think that the youth came up with some great ideas. And let's see if this one will let you hear it. To listen close. Can go up.
These allergies are the worst, man. Stephen, I got diagnosed with syphilis.
He says, I got diagnosed with syphilis, and he says, oh man, I don't think there's a visine for that. So this was our winner. Give that winner a hand. And so the idea was to have something would catch their attention and then lead them to information where they could get the facts about STDs, where to go for testing. So we're going to continue, and this was done through collaboration with one of the school district's media production classes. The teachers were engaged, the kids got extra credit, and we're going on to work through this with other school districts. We'll continue our collaboration. And I just want to end here to show you the difference. If you remember the first map, 2000 to 2005. So now 2003 to 2007. Here are our teen birth rates for 2006, our incidence, what is different? Our teen birth rates are going down. Our incidence is still up. We still have work to do in using our data and targeting our various communities. And a discussion around primary versus secondary prevention has to reach teens and decrease our STD incidence. Acknowledgements of the people that work on our teen intervention work group, as well as assisting with our presentation. Special thanks to our EPI people for doing the GIS maps. Our contact information. Thank you very much.
Okay, so we have two more presentations, so I'm going to ask for questions